In an opinion piece published in the Wall Street Journal last week, a U.S. Marine in Iraq urged reporters to look at parts of the country where American troops are not facing guerrilla resistance. Lance Corporal John Guadiano called attention to the small southern town of Hilla, describing cooperation there between the U.S. military and the local population as a model of success. NPR's Ivan Watson went to Hilla and filed this report.
This is the side of Iraq Lance Corporal Guardiano wants us to see. Giggling Iraqi children eagerly posing for photographs alongside American Marines in a school recently refurbished by the U.S. military. Lance Corporal Guardiano is one of the Marines smiling for the camera here. He and his colleagues believe the town of Hilla is a quiet American success story that's been overshadowed by the growing guerrilla conflict in the center of the country.
There is a lot of good work that a lot of good Marines, and soldiers for that matter, are doing here in southern Iraq that is not being recognized. And there's a lot of good cooperative work between the American soldiers and American Marines and the Iraqis here that is not really being reported.
Though it's little more than an hour's drive south of Iraq's capital, Hilla might as well be in another country.
Assalamu alaikum.
Hello.
Marines here mingle with the locals without flak jackets and helmets, unlike soldiers in other parts of Iraq who are constantly on the lookout for an ambush. These Marines are often greeted by children who say things like America good and Saddam donkey.
Saddam donkey.
Donkey.
Yeah.
Since the Marines arrived here in April, the U.S. military has pumped $1.3 million into hundreds of projects, rebuilding the town's schools, hospitals, and fire stations, as well as supporting the rebirth of the local media.
Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum.
This evening we're broadcasting from the Research Triangle Institute, located in a new office at City Hall in Hilla.
Public relations initiatives include this local TV show called Multan and Muhammad, or the M&M Show. It's a half-hour program on U.S.-Iraqi cooperation, hosted by Lieutenant Seth Multan and translator Muhammad Fauzi. The production standards are crude, and yet the show has turned one of the hosts into a minor celebrity.
We were out looking at some historic sites very far away from here, way out east. And standing out in the middle of this farmer's field, some young kids came up to us, you know, and just started looking at me funny, and they said, "Oh, Multan, on TV, television." I said, "Nam, yes, that's me."
Hilla is a predominantly Shiite community. It was savagely punished by Saddam Hussein's forces following the failed Shia uprising of 1991. Evidence of this lies just outside town, in mass graves where more than 10,000 bodies are said to have been buried. Like northern Iraq, where long-oppressed Kurds are huge supporters of the U.S.-led invasion, the Shia here are still grateful for the overthrow of the former dictator. At the Mishar Barber Shop in the center of town, customers are proud that Hilla has the reputation of being one of the most peaceful communities in post-war Iraq. Ali Asil credits the Marines with this accomplishment. Asil served 4 years in prison under Saddam. After the war, he found his father's body in one of the nearby mass graves. The Americans are very friendly with the people here, he says. They help us settle disputes. If there's an emergency, he adds, we can always call them. But everyone in this barbershop agrees they are fed up with the power outages, fuel shortages, and economic stagnation that have accompanied the U.S. occupation. There are no jobs, no electricity, and no water, says this barber. I'd like the Americans to leave as soon as possible. Last week, Hilla's record of peace and stability came to an abrupt end when an unknown attacker walked up to a vehicle stuck in a traffic jam and shot dead a U.S. naval officer inside. The U.S. commander here, Major Dave Holohan, calls the murder an isolated incident, but he fears those responsible for the daily attacks in and around Baghdad may be trying to infiltrate his largely peaceful community.
The country is filled with foreign, we call them mercenaries, either Iranian or Jordanian or Syrian. There's, you know, you use the term jihadists. They're out there. The Iraqis point them out,
They turn them into us. We've captured them. They continue to come. This is kind of a new playground for these guys.
Hilla will face a challenge of a very different nature in the weeks ahead. Soon, the U.S. Marines are expected to hand the town over to a new garrison of Polish soldiers. Major Holohan says for Hilla to remain peaceful, it will be crucial for the Poles to establish their own personal relationship with this community. Ivan Watson, NPR News.